tell by the way she licks her lips that she really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give her sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. Whenever I kiss her neck and she feel my touch, she opened up her mouth, I said, shorty, please hush. We about to make a movie, don't interrupt. Just shut off your phone, turn off the lights. Gotta make sure that the mood is right. I'm about to give you everything you like. Let the Vicky lingerie fit your body so right. She in Hollywood, but she gets so dramatic. Sleep in the morning, we right back at it. Take deep breath. Like she asthmatic, got a shiver in it, shaking like one of them addicts. I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. Feeding for the sex, she'll send me a text, and that's it. Into her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tights. Love it when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my shone, ready to get it on. Going through withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get it hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it. She really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give a sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready.
Hey y'all, this your girl T, back with the At the Album with T. We're back again.
Welcome to the
I know you. I don't know you if you know the pattern. I kind of almost made that song your unofficial theme song. If you know the pattern, I got, like how it's almost played for almost every show. It's like, oh, I'll leave this be for a second.
So.
So catch us up. What's been going on with you?
I lost like 3 friends. They gone. Whatever. Anyways, I be on sleep with y'all. Like, people be acting like hoes. And then when you ask them, like, they do certain things, they be like, no, I don't do that. So why you make status about it? Like, I don't understand. You portraying that you're that way, and then when somebody asks you, you don't do that.
I got to give you some hand claps for that. Hand clap in the world for that.
Like, this girl said she getting the meanest head. So the dude, she's like, nah, I don't give head. What? You can see how that's a contradiction, right? You'll get mad when he's in your inbox. But that don't even make sense.
It's kind of at this point too. Like I always say this phrase: everybody a lesbian until it's time to start eating some pussy.
Huh. Don't I know it?
They be on the book. They be putting up memes up of girls kissing girls and eating each other out, and then when it's time for them to perform, you can't find them. It's like looking for Carmen San Diego.
Y'all need to do better. Get y'all right together.
No, but she, because, I mean, it's crazy. Like, but I see that all the time on the timeline, too, T. I agree. Like, that mess irks the crap out of me. Like, people stay, like, I don't know how people do this. Who want to hang, you know, who up and who want to hang out. And then when you reply or anything, all of a sudden you kind of regret replying. Yeah, or make you seem thirsty because you commented.
But who were you talking to? You said who. They refer to who? Everybody.
Right. It'd be different. I've commented before, but it's not some random person. The person I've had conversations with before. And I'd be feeling so awkward when I reply to some of those folks. I'm like, oh my God, why am I falling for this trap?
Somebody make a status. Someone make a status. They'd be like, who up? I just like it. I don't comment. Look, I don't have time to comment because, first of all, I hate commenting on people's status, and then you got other people that comment, and it just blow up your notifications. So for now, I just like things. I don't even comment.
The easy way to solve that problem.
I delete my comment.
This is what I do. After I comment, I go to the status once the next person comment, and I hit turn off notifications on this post. That way, my comment can still be on there, but I ain't got to have my freaking notifications being blown up all day.
Oh, I just delete my comment.
So, yeah. I just put you up on game. So you might find very useful. Because you're like, sometimes you got a good comment. And you be like, man, dang.
Yeah.
I got to delete this comment. So, yeah. There you go.
Or you'll comment and somebody be like, well, I don't think that. Well, first of all, I wasn't even talking to you. I was talking to the person who made the study. So, goodbye. Because I comment on this person's status. The girl was like, well, I don't agree with that. Well, first of all, I wasn't talking to you. You don't have to agree because I wasn't talking to you. So, bye. Doesn't really matter.
That's what I mean. You disagree. I feel if you comment, you open yourself up for other people that comment. Because if you want it to be a private conversation between you and that person, you message that person about that topic. Go, hey, I saw your post, blah, 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 about this. Otherwise, if it's on there, it's public domain.
You know, when you're on your phone, it just takes you to a whole nother app. That's too much.
I told you got to message people. I don't know. It's a gift and a curse. I'm like I kind of like that. Like, to an extent, I kind of agree with you. It's kind of too much going on. But I kind of like it being separate.
Then I got to go back to the Facebook app. I was like, no, it's too much.
Nah, yeah, I don't mind too much. I used to be annoyed by like, why am I have to download multiple apps?
Yeah.
Not, you know what? Messenger doesn't bother me. It's all the other ones. Like, they got one for groups. They got one for pages.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, goodness. So to run my page effectively, I got to have the pages up. And then if I want to, like, really monitor groups, I got to have the groups. I mean, come on. How many goddamn apps do I need for one site?
Exactly.
Especially if I can do all that other stuff mainly in that site, I don't understand why they are. But the thing is, because they get paid, the more these apps, they get to spread out the money that they're for developers. And so when they have more advertising built, that's more development dollars being spread across. That's really what it's all about.
I'm going to make me an app.
Speaking of, let me tell you why you brought them up. I'm going to call Facebook ass out today. So I'm going to call them out. Shoot, I can say what I want to say on here. They don't run this show, I tell you that much. So, yeah, like, and again, this is why I created DustFight, and people don't get it. You get punished for promoting yourself on Facebook or promoting your brand. So, most of y'all know, After Dust Media Group is a fan page on Facebook, which is for, you know, all things DustFight, including the radio show and the site. Human Cameras and Laser Focus have their own pages. But, yeah, After Dusk Media Group, like, yo, so I have it set to where it's an RSS feed that feeds the content from the site to the Facebook post so I can help into my Twitter for the site so I can promote in both places. And here come they hating ass decided to tell me, like, they did this early in the week. We're blocking your post from appearing in the news feed. This limit is temporary and expires Friday, which I don't know if that's going to necessarily hold true. So I put an appeal in because I was like, man, that's nonsense. So because I wasn't quite getting it. My stuff is going to be pretty much not being seen. It's going to be on the page, it won't be seen, but I don't know. It still didn't give me a clear definition of it. And so I'll kind of go over this quickly. They said, thanks for your inquiry to help our policies simple. Wow. Facebook, y'all cannot. Who the hell wrote this for Facebook? Y'all get paid all this money and y'all didn't proofread it? This is badly written. Thanks for your inquiry to help keep our policies simple. Our policies simple while delivering great social networking experiences to users. Automated systems, and so now y'all know that that it's not true people watching this stuff. They get this stupid stuff automated. Automated systems restrict pages providing poor user experiences. Our systems use a variety of signals to assess user experience, such as user feedback. One of our pages communications is on the page itself. We checked out the circumstances of your page's restriction, and we found that your page received strong negative feedback from users and their friends. This denotes a poor user experience and amounts to a violation of Facebook page guidelines, which is why your page was restricted from doing such, blah, blah, blah. Accordingly, we will not be able to remove the restriction from your page. Please note that this decision is final and cannot be appealed. So, I mean, in the day, like, what the hell drives bad user feedback? Like, that's just ultimately dumb. I don't get. I mean, they had to sit down and explain to me this. Like, I don't get why we had, like, as a business, get to continually get punished for doing the right thing. Joe Blow could get on the fucking Facebook Live and do a whole goddamn video killing somebody, but I'm over here, I got myself promoting my business, the business of that page promotes other people's crafts, and you want to punish me with some nonsense. Like, this is how I end up, I had to create a new Facebook profile because of that before. My first one got disabled, which I go back to when Facebook was just for college. And so this is stupid. Like, I'm telling you, T, that was just stupid. Oh, T called and dropped. Hold on, Lord. There we go. All right, T got you back. You dropped for a second, madam.
Yeah.
But yeah, that had me mad as hell when I saw that email today. I'm like, why we got to continue to pay the price, man, for just promoting ourselves, man? It's just stupid.
Yeah.
That's 80% of the reason why I have Facebook, why I have social media, period, is to promote my craft. Otherwise, I wouldn't be on, like, the other 20% is to communicate with people. That's 20%. So, obviously, that's not the driving force why I'm on there. So, they need to get that shit together.
Yeah, because I had to change my name from T to Model because they would say, not your real name. You don't know who my real name is.
Right, why did I give you my real name?
So, I had to switch it to just T. Exactly. Like, you know what these people, everybody know my name. I can't just roll with that and go with it.
Right, and again, that's not why we on social media. Goodness.
And everybody's name on Facebook is not their real name. Come on now.
Exactly.
You got people that be like, I don't know, Gambino something. Like, what the hell? That is not your name. But Facebook tripping.
Yeah, I had to switch to my real name, and then shoot, by some miraculous combustion, I was able to use my username as my real name. So I was lit, and I got in the wire with that.
They didn't let me do that.
Yeah, I appeased them. I kept that for I shortened to Sadie. I just used my, because I mean, everybody knows my name. It's not a secret my real name is Cedric Collier. I'm not hiding my real name. I just don't feel like I have. That's not the reason why I'm on social media is promote my brand. So I don't have to have my real name as my brand. Just stop being stupid.
Exactly.
Oh goodness, man, they get in my skin. I bet you. I bet you, Bob. Now, if you right now, and they can wave her magic fingers, and she had to use her real name on Facebook, she hangs that mug in 5 seconds. So, no, that's ridiculous, man. Like, who the heck wants to use it? Like, that's lame.
It is, but if I want everybody to know my name, I would tell them.
Right, but the thing is, yeah, it's, I mean, a person asked me, I don't mind telling them. That's the same way, the same reason. Like, man, if Facebook be trying to low key force you to put your relationship status, I don't do that, man. Like, reason why I don't do it, it's not that I'm trying to hide nothing. It just people don't like when you have it on there. Nobody care. Like, that's all people care about. They don't
really care.
And they just go on your
anyway.
Page be nosy. Yeah, if you want to know, come ask me.
Exactly. Even if it's up there, who cares? Who risks nobody? They still gonna do what they want to do.
They only care when you change it. Like that, they can't wait to see what it change and all. It won't be nosy. Man, real talk. A person come and ask me right now, hey, what's your relationship status? I'm single. Bam. In a discussion. I ain't hiding shit. I just don't feel like why does that have to be that's not an important question. It's not gonna make the perfect mate walk up to me right now.
You don't know, it might. It might. You never know.
Man, shit. Anything I had my little success in that hole for a hot minute. Hey, if they want to know, they come ask me. If they can ask me because I didn't have my relationship status on there, that's the problem to begin with. So, everybody, get together, quit tripping.
Anything is possible these days, you know?
Had these people be out here lying, some they have paid me in relationship, and they be all the way single. I don't be getting that shit. So, yeah.
Hmm. Or they be all the way in a relationship and saying they're single.
Or is the one that always keeps you safe is comfortable. It depends on the dynamic of relationship. It's complicated. That one always gets you. That one protects you somehow.
No.
If you put in an open relationship, you might be getting cussed the fuck out.
No. I always say, well, what's complicated about it? I don't know. Then how are you in a couple of how is it complicated then?
You know, this is what you get from people. Well, sometimes I'm in a relationship, sometimes I'm not. It's kind of a relationship, kind of single. Yeah, it's like it's kind of, kind of. That's what it's complicated me. It's kind of.
That's open. You kind of single, you're not open.
That's a safe button to not say. Cause you say you come flat out and say you're in an open relationship. Oh, so we're in an open relationship. So I ain't talk to you, so I want to talk to you then.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so that's how you get in trouble real quick.
Or
male
or
female, y'all putting
can do
it
together. Let them float your boat.
Yeah.
Oh, you got some people on Facebook say they want a sugar daddy. I've seen that. I was like, oh my God. Like, for real. If y'all could find one, an old one, a real, real old one, you know. I'm just playing. No. They be wanting too much.
I've casually dealt with older women. A lot of women I've dated were older. I was getting questions about who not like astronomically older. But yeah, I was getting like, and I dated chicks younger than me. Like, I was getting like this whole dynamic of which one do you prefer, and that's kind of a weird question to ask me.
I prefer older.
I'm like in between. It just depends. It to me depends on where your mind is at. So some of these women,
yeah,
the older they get, the more challenged they get.
Well,
because they have responsibilities early on, and so then now they get older, they want to make up for having their childish moment days, so they try to make up for it when they get older.
Oh, I already had that,
yeah,
my moment.
So yes. Ridiculous.
Well, y'all need to get to it because it ain't really too much out here to do. If you got kids, handle your business. All I'm going to say.
Well, I mean, like, some of them, they had their kids go out to college and stuff, and that's when mama, like, I've been taking care of these kids forever. I'm going to be thotty. They go on
Well, if you're going to do that, just do it in response. I'm just saying. I mean, if she's going to be a thought, she might as well go ahead. Ain't nothing wrong with being with a thought, y'all. Okay, never mind.
Mm-mm-mm.
Let's not portray that message. Let's not portray that
message. Yeah, okay. You can be saying to yourself, because you got a certain person right now looking at you, shaking their head at you like,
who do that?
You got somebody looking at you right now, give you a crazy look like, what did this woman just say?
Ain't nothing wrong with being a thought. For the right guy.
and she gonna remember when she get older, and she gonna say, are you a thought, mommy? So yeah. Mm-hmm.
Say yeah for the right person. No, I'm just playing.
Really? Okay. I'm
just playing
with you today.
Been like dead, so I'm just trying to have some fun.
Yeah, weekend. What was so bad about your weekend?
I said the week. Like, it just started, and it's just,
the week.
It's great for it to be over. Yes.
Well, like, man, I saw today. See, you just can't be great. You were trying to do a photo shoot today, and then you a snap food happened. What the hell happened? Like, was Rock going too much to DJL?
Well, he probably listening, and I really don't care. Because I'm to the point, like, if I set something up with you, and then I call you, and then you be like, what's up? And I'm going to say nothing. Don't worry about it. Like, for real, like, why would you confirm something with me, and then the day of, you act dumb and stupid, like you don't know what's going on? So, I told him.
I had that happen this weekend to me. I swear to, oh, my God, that happened to me.
I called him, and he was like, oh, I don't care if you're listening, because I was mad. He was like, oh, I'm at work. I get off later. What you need? Oh, I said nothing. Don't worry about it. He said, you sure? I said, yep. Because he didn't have to remind you. That's not my job. You should
oh,
know what you
I
have
had
to do.
To
and,
this weekend.
And then I told you 2 days before. So I know your mind didn't erase that bad. So I just said, nope, never mind, nothing. Because it's really not good. There's more people out here.
Hey, well, what did I talk about the show the other day? Bad, it's always the bad models got end up. Good models end up dealing with bad photographers, and good photographers keep having put up with bad models. So when the good and the good try to work with each other, they so worn out they don't get a chance to work with each other because they feel like, man, whatever. And then we see each other like shit.
But it's always something go wrong, so it's like, ugh, whatever. Like,
hey, where you,
down,
hey,
just,
man,
like, forget
something
it.
For you, Dad. I mean, well, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, that's just part of it. I mean, because honestly, I mean, you don't know how many times I've dealt with the proverbial BS excuse why you can't make it to a photo shoot, and somehow, some way, I managed to find a way to make it happen. So, whew, I don't understand how. Like, cause it agitates me. This weekend, I had a paid shoot. Someone was supposed to be paying me to shoot them. And, you know, he wanted to quit. He booked his stuff quick. Like, he was supposed to shoot me on Friday. And then, you know, this is the day he picked. And so he said, so then he said, hey, he going to hit me up like, you know, I took out my stuff to work and me and everything. And so then he hits me up a couple hours before the shoot time is going to be and tells me, oh, hey, I got to get to the money, man. So I hit you up. You know, can we all shoot tomorrow or something? I said, yeah. What time? And he's like, well, you got to be early. Which I had to cancel another, you know, I had to move another shoot around, which doesn't really matter. That person wouldn't answer the phone to begin with. So we're double. Mm-hmm. It's nothing but it happened twice this weekend with people. So I had to do a model. I had to deal with this artist who, when I called him, he pretended like he didn't know who I was.
Wow.
Like, nigga, you got my whole entire text history in here, and you want to act like you know who the hell I am?
That's the thing. Like,
so
if I'm paying you, you should be. Yeah.
And then the model, you know, who I'm supposed to be shooting with, first of all, she bad about answering her fucking phone and shit. And then, two, and so then, you know, y'all be, it's like ridiculous. When she finally hits you back, it'd be like 10 hours later. And I'm like, really? And so then, you know, it was just ridiculous. I'm like, man, and people be wondering. Especially when you're trying to be, when you on my time and I got to come pick you up. You, you shouldn't do that. Like, that's ridiculous. Anyways, T, I think that's our guest on the line right now. Is this Mal in the building?
Yeah, that's Maul. How y'all doing?
Maul. I knew it was Maul. I said it so fast, I was like, it's Maul, but I already said Maul accidentally. I was like, damn it.
You're not the only one in the locker room.
What's up, boss?
Hey,
what's up,
Not a whole lot. How y'all doing?
Good. We doing good.
Yeah, we'll see. Unless you talk to honest about them.
Let's get into it. We ain't playing no games. Nothing. Okay. So, my first question always be, how did you get started with music?
Well, I was in high school. I started writing poetry in middle school, but I really didn't get into the swing of everything until I hit high school and met up with my cousin Jay Stone and my big older brother K.O., and they took me on the road with them. Started off as a hype man, just doing like their backup songs and stuff, and then I kind of just stepped into my own lane probably about a year or two after that.
Okay. So what type of music did you listen to when you were growing up that made you want to start?
Everything from the Temptations to Boys to Men, just Michael Jackson, just a little bit of everything, because creativity can come from anywhere. So, you know, I always listen from the past just to reinvent things for the future.
Okay. What type of music do you make? Like, what's your main focus?
Oh no, I'm just a little bit of everything, but you know, I try to stick to, you know, what I'm comfortable doing, you know, whether it's party track or making something from the ladies, whether it's an R&B song or something I can pull from the past, whether it's a heartbreak song or something, you know, it just whatever inspires me at the moment.
Okay. Let's talk about this song that you will be dropping soon. Like, how did you come up with that?
Which song?
The song. You know the... It's called Good Time.
Oh, that song.
Mm-hmm.
That song is like actually real. That about somebody like from my past. So when I was just writing and looking for the perfect beat and that I found, I kind of made everything fit, took some things out, and I actually shot the video probably about 2 months ago that I still haven't released just yet. So that's on standby for right now until I find the perfect time to drop it. But Good Time is just something that I feel anybody or everybody can relate, because, you know, everybody always has that one person that no matter what they've been through or they may have moved on with somebody else, that, you know, if they call them then and there, that they'll be there for them.
Aww.
Y'all hit me with the hall button.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So who do you try to reach with your music? Like, what type of audience do you try to reach?
Main preference, you know, is mainly just the ladies. You know, I can do stuff for the fellas, but, you know, my target audience is just something for the ladies to feel to.
Oh, you're trying to be a lady killer.
Maybe a little.
You have any questions you want to ask?
I guess, you know, I guess I could ask some questions. Well, first of all, man, on the last comment, you said something for the ladies, man. Why do you feel it's important to make music for the ladies? I got my opinion why, and that's why I gave you the hand claps. But no, why do you feel it's important to make music for the ladies?
Because
you know, there's not a lot of songs these days that really, you know, uplift women and, you know, let them know how you truly feel other than, you know, objectify them. I mean, it's cool to make party tracks and twerk tracks and turn up clubs, but sometimes, you know, need to put that aside and just you know, let a girl know, hey, this is how I feel about you, or even though we went through this in a relationship, you know, this is what how I felt at the moment. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, this is what I want to do, and this is what I want to put out. So whoever hears it or views it will understand what I went through, so maybe they also went through the same thing that I may have went through.
Okay. Yeah, I personally, like you said, I mean, I feel like this. You make music for the ladies. I don't care what some of these guys out here saying. They gonna rock it too, cause they gonna want to hear. Cause the real dudes, they want some music. They gonna put the girl in the mood and make them feel uplifted, and then they gonna have a really good night.
Right.
Or they gonna have a good time, dude. I did it.
I got you.
Okay, so like, what's something like in the music industry that you view? Like, if you had to pick a top three list, what's something in the music industry that you view needs to be changed?
I mean, I feel like the hip-hop game, you know, is evolving for the good and for the bad. The bad thing is, half the time you can't understand what half these people be saying. The good thing about change is, you know, it always brings something new. Like, when Drake chose Migos over the other rapper that was coming out at the time, he knew it was something special about it that nobody else really wanted to take a chance on. So when he hopped on that Versace beat, it took off. And that what made Migos what it is today. So my thing is, if you're going to come into the game, always be prepared to be original but yet creative and bring some type of change to it that ain't nobody else doing.
Yeah, that's a good number one. Number two?
That's just like my main thing. I really can't name three, but that's like my main thing right there.
I agree. I rock with you on that. Because, like, I really noticed this too. Like, people just different sounds. People don't take any chances of, like, using, like, Afro, because I know Drake is doing that. A lot of artists are doing it, mixing in the, you got people mixing in EDM into the hip-hop tracks. You got people mixing in Afrobeat, which is really nothing but an updated version of reggae, but more so Africa, African-centric. So.
Right.
What do you say? So on the flip side, what's some of the best things that you see in the music industry that works best for you? That you know that you may have got a chance to personally encounter thus far.
Personally, I got a chance to encounter thus far is just, you know, the different promotions and doing different things and just meeting people, because any and everybody, you know, it's like Eazy-E said back in the day. Any publicity is good publicity, but you don't want nothing bad on you either. But my thing is, you know, take what you can get and take a chance on it, because you don't want to be stuck saying, well, if I took a chance on this, then maybe I'd be here. Maybe it might not be meant for you at that time, but something bigger will come later. So anything you can do to help get your foot in the door, whether it be promotion, or somebody taking a chance of letting your music get on the air. That's, you know, one step at a time.
Okay. Another big question I have for you. Like, as far as you going to the studio, you prepare to go into the studio, what's some of the rituals you do to make sure that you are ready to execute? And what's some of the best practices you do once you are in the studio to make sure you use your time wisely?
Basically, I kind of have a sense of what I want to do or the tracks that I want to get knocked out, because I do a whole lot of writing during the week. So it just depends on, you know, the vibe that I'm feeling going in towards it or what I feel like the game needs at that moment. I feel like it needs something, you know, for the ladies, then that's what I'll do. If I feel like it needs something for the club, I'll pull from that. But mostly is what I feel like I'm inspired with at the time.
Okay. Perfect, perfect. I'm going to throw it back to T now. So, whoosh, there we go. T.
So what do you come with your, how do you come up with your inspiration to do a song?
Well, that's a good question. It depends on, you know, the instrumentals that is sent to me. I listen to it thoroughly, probably about at least a good 2 or 3 times, and then I'll maybe start maybe humming a melody or a lyric, and then I'll sit there and just pull out of thin air or pull from a place that I know it'll make sense to me, and then everything just kind of just flows right into place. And then when I come out of it, I have something right in front of me just to lay in.
Okay. So who are some artists that you haven't worked with that you want to work with in the future?
It's a lot of talented people out here. Like Royal JQ, that's signed to KO Music. A lot of good, talented female artists out there. I really can't really name off the top of my head right now. But it's
me, not playing.
I've been trying to get you on for years now. I don't know what's been going on.
I can't write. I don't know how to write.
we
yeah, I'm not a
off.
Good writer.
You ain't got to write out.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Shut your mouth.
But like I said, it's a lot of talented artists out there, locally and from state to state. Like, I worked with a girl from California probably about 6 months ago, and we done a whole lot of crazy stuff. I written for her as well, and she's on to bigger things as well. Like I said, there's a lot of good talent out there, so I never turn my hand down or turn down nobody that wants to do something.
Yeah. Who I think you should work with? You should try to work with, what is her name? Ugh. It was just like too much work. Ugh, I forget. That's crazy. Mm. Oh, Juan Kago. Yes, you should try to work with her. I like her rap.
Put it
I
together,
really like
make it.
Well, we write it together. Okay, so if you could choose your favorite artist, I know it might be hard, that you have worked with, who would it be and why?
My favorite artist that I've worked with and why? Probably had to be my cousin Jay Stone, who was on your show about a couple of weeks ago. Why? Because we got so much chemistry, it's crazy. Like, we can knock out 4 or 5, maybe 6 songs in a day. And I could call him and be like, yo, I got something crazy that I need you to get on. He'll be right there and we'll get it knocked out. It's just, we just have that 1-2 punch combo, and probably over 1,000 songs together that really nobody has heard. You heard a few of them because I have them on my SoundCloud and different things and videos on from my YouTube channel and everything. But yeah, he will probably be had like my top person.
Okay. Any more questions?
Yes, I do have a final question for you, sir. Put you
okay.
In the hot seat. Man, like, what's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you? Doesn't have to just be music, but it could be anything, period.
The most embarrassing thing that's happened to me. On the bus, this girl had written me a note, and I was showing it to my cousin, and he wound up reading it out loud, like out on the bus. Because me, I was a quiet kid. Like I really said nothing to nobody. Like while I was in middle school, like I was like the shy, skinny dude in the corner somewhere, just you know, was noticeable, but kept to himself. And he read it out loud on the bus, and I got so embarrassed. I sunk all the way down into the seat and rode just like that all the way home. That probably was the most embarrassing thing that happened.
What was said in the letter? I mean, it had to be some pretty heavy stuff there.
I don't really think that's kind of air appropriate, though.
Well, I mean, the story is uncensored.
She wanted to take you down Chris Brown style.
Yeah.
I had to, you know what? Don't feel bad. If I had a chick do that to me before, it was seventh grade. Like, that was the first time I, like, had a chick, like, try to sexually advance me. I was like, what?
Ooh.
She sent me a letter, and she asked me, do I have a forest? And I was like, you know, I was naive to that kind of shit. I was like,
you taking trees or something?
A forest.
Did you?
I had no hair down there. So, yeah, and then she asked me how long it was. That was the first time that was the first time that I went home and, like, really, like, checked out and stuff.
Well, did you see how long it was?
I did some stuff to find out how long it really was. That was the first time I ever did that. I don't know how long it was. I just like, what the heck? Oh, that's what they talk about, jacking off? I was like, oh, okay.
That's what people ask nowadays.
Oh, wow.
But she was, I was seventh grade, so I was like,
she was
now.
Forward.
Yeah, you don't really
see
much.
Yeah, she was ready for it. I was like, wait, what? I cannot believe it. I said, this is what. Hey, matter of fact, I ain't gonna lie, I'm putting myself out there. I don't care what nobody got to say. I remember that. I hit her up, not recent, but about a year to a year and a half ago. Let's see, when was I single? Because it really was, I'm not trying to be convenient, but it was like a year and a half ago when I was single. But yeah, before my last relationship, I was during that single period. I hit her up. I was like, man, I want to see that girl was talking. I want to take it out on it. I'm hitting me up like that because I was a kid. I'm a grown ass man now.
Right.
So yeah, she could tell you want to know I got a forest. You ain't got ass. I can show you.
Oh man, never mind.
Yeah, I was like, man, I had to unfinished business.
Right.
Yeah, she,
TMI.
I just went through a moment. I got to excuse me.
Hey,
they think that men, that all we do, that we all, like we like that all the time. They'll know that we have our moments where we innocent, and the women just be more advanced. They be more aggressive on us than we are on them.
Exactly.
Nah. Exactly. Y'all stop those lies.
You ain't. You do it all the time.
Shit.
Stop those
all
lies.
The time.
She do it all the time. Don't let her put you on.
Women stay doing that. Y'all be. Yeah, but when y'all want it, y'all gonna let us know.
Exactly.
You got time for no games?
And she, I had this one chick who I actually dated. She kept threatening. She told me either I either let her get some of DJ booth, or she gonna walk up to me out of nowhere and grab my crotch. While I'm on a dance floor.
Oh.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But did she do it?
Whoa.
Did I get some of DJ booth? I met her halfway.
Oh, okay.
She had a skirt. At least I didn't quite hit it, but at least let her sit, or she can calm down and quit. Like, she can't get nothing after the DJ. But yeah. But
yeah, the best
is yet to come.
Yeah.
Just
crazy though. One of the crazy moments was this one chick. She kept it. She like, this was crazy. This one chick I dated. She grabbed me while I was at Walmart, and I was like, out of nowhere, I was like, we're in the line, the checkout line. She grabs me, and she said, and I was like, what the heck? We in the line. He said, it's mine. I can grab it whenever I want, however I want. I was like,
yes.
Whoa. Whoa. So, yeah, like you said, y'all women more aggressive than us sometimes. I want to hear that nonsense.
Ain't kidding.
I have no comment. I don't know nothing about that stuff.
Lightning just struck.
You know what? Yep. Y'all already know.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all already knew that was coming.
Nah.
Boom. Well, where can everybody follow you at, or as we call on the show, how can they?
If they want to stalk me, my Instagram is Jamal1027, Facebook Jamal Robinson, Twitter J_smooth27, and Snapchat is YoungPrince27. If anybody want to add and follow me, my music is on SoundCloud at Jamal_Mall. And I have my own YouTube channel at Jamal Robinson.
Okay. And yeah, man, we appreciate you for coming to the show here on After Hours with T.
Yeah,
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 man.
Every day.
And
every
we actually just gave you, so people on Instagram, they are. I just tagged you in the post for today's show, so it should not be hard for them to follow you. So everybody on my pages, as to say, go follow them. Okay, hit the follow button. That don't mean nothing. You just looking.
Yeah, don't look.
Like some pictures.
Right, go press his tag and follow him and continue to follow his stuff. I didn't sit there and take all that time and tag his name for fun.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And follow me too. Yes.
Yeah, follow the rules of course.
Yeah.
Mm. So we got about 6 minutos, or I should say it all in Spanish, 6 minutos left of the show.
See, y'all, me and my team have a give back event coming up May 28th. So if you have any clothes, baby clothes, men clothes, women clothes, toddlers clothes, any of those, please donate.
Okay.
Okay, so again, let's make sure we get it all clear again. May 28th is when the event would be?
Yes, from 5 to 7.
Where would that be at?
Look at you. You on top of that, and I'm already.
I'll be on top of it. I'm helping you make sure people come over there.
It's at the Union Bistro and Jazz. It's 2400 North Northumberland Avenue, Richmond, Virginia. Yeah. We also accepted gift cards, and if you want to be a vendor or a sponsor, it's only $20 to set up. And we'll take anything from canned goods, toys, shoes, clothes, and school supplies.
Okay.
Well, send me some notebooks then, because I'm all out.
Oh, I got some dollar stores. They got them for $1 each. Just save your quarters, and you can get you some.
You got the hooker. I'm trying to just get you send me one through UPS.
Oh, I ain't got no hooker.
No, okay, make one drop out, fall off the truck or something.
Okay. I buy them and you repay me back, and I'll ship it right on to you. Doom.
I'll send you a Chick-fil-A gift card.
Oh, okay. That's even better. You see how you people went trying to win me over with food?
You ain't trying to down, did you?
All right,
terrible.
Yep. Guiding.
Damn.
I love food, yeah. I love food. And people just trying to win me over food.
You ain't going to turn it down?
No, I sure won't.
Okay. Thank you. I'm about to say, what you got coming up? You beat me to the punch.
Yeah. I'm working on a new project called Twist of Fate. That'll be dropping sometime soon. And I'm currently going to drop a new single that will be the follow-up to Good Times. So it's like I'm telling a story in reverse, called Forever in My Mind. Mm-hmm. So that'll be on the way soon. And I'll be shooting a video to that probably in a couple of weeks, as soon as I finish writing the script and everything.
Yeah. I kind of seen something like that on Facebook where the dude was, like, rapping, but he was, like, putting it from the girl's point of view. So, basically, it was like she was saying it in the video.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Well, the twist of fate will kind of be like that, but it'll have a huge twist that you'll never see coming.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, we want to see.
Somebody may get killed. I don't know yet. No, I'm just joking.
All right, well, my big announcement is I'm be out the freaking country for the next week. So Saturday through next Saturday, I'm gonna be out of the country. So don't start. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna say right now, reminding y'all, don't start hitting me up trying to say, oh man, let's shoot or whatever. Your ass gonna see me post these posts giving y'all countdowns when I was gonna be out of the country. So don't be trying to hit
and
me up and try to work me while
no
I'm out of the country.
Show. There is no show next week.
Yes. There's no Life at the Dusk. There's no After Hours. None of that is happening next week. So, yes. Again, none of it. There will be no shows next week. I'll be out of the country. I will be checking in because I got a social media package from Verizon so I can be able to give y'all some live updates of what's going on and all that stuff. So, yeah.
And I will be on the boat too.
You'll be in the boat. Oh, how
yeah.
You get on the boat?
I'm driving the boat.
Well, I didn't get my refund back if you're driving the boat.
No refund. Actually, I'm the bartender on the boat.
Okay, Isaac from Love Boat looking.
Yeah. I'm not.
Don't be watering down
that may drink. Happen. Oh, no, ain't going to be watered down. They're going to be liquored up. One drink is all you need.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's
yeah, don't listen
to
TT. Don't listen to TT. Ain't going to be in that show, y'all. Don't listen to TT.
Y'all don't know.
I don't even think she can
do it. I don't know.
Nah. Well, I might be going to PR
When is this supposed to be happening?
Probably in July. I'm not sure yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She... Probably.
All right, just make sure you bring me something back.
I got y'all.
I didn't say I was going to be it. I'm going to be in Belize. I'm going to be in Honduras. I'm going to be in Costa Rica.
Yes, bring me back a T-shirt. Bring me back a keychain or something. With all those places on it. Bring me back a keychain or something.
He'll bring you back. All right.
I'll have them here. So when you finally come down here, I'll have them ready for you.
Good. Good job. Good job.
that's how you do that. When she finally come this direction, then they'll be over here. I think that's I think we cover our public service announcements for this week.
Yeah.
Again, Amal, we thank you for coming to the show, my friend.
No problem at all.
Time to end the show, T.
Mm-hmm.
Confused y'all on the usual bitch.
Same time, same place. Meet me here. Bam. No show next week.
All right, y'all. We see y'all in 2 weeks.